Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Airbnb. I can't even believe they're banning this. I feel like they wouldn't be allowed, but they're banning party houses and cracking down on abusive host and guest conduct after a shooting at a Halloween party in California left 5 people dead.
What?
Yeah, did you guys hear about this?
No.
Yeah, I guess the woman who rented the home lied to the host, saying she needed a place to keep her family members away from wildfire smoke, but instead threw the party at the house. Airbnb CEO Brian Chesky says that the home rental service is now taking precautions to make sure something like this doesn't happen again, including banning party houses.
That is awful, first of all, because there are so many displaced people from the wildfires.
That need places to
exactly.
be.
Exactly.
But it's just like, man, I have friends in Michigan where I'm from, and they have a house, so they go out there. They might do it for a week. Like, if they're on vacation, maybe somebody wants to rent their place. And they're like, okay, just like, oh, yeah, we're going to have a few friends over for, like, our whatever kid's birthday party. And it's like just a big 20-person party. Nothing to do with, like, a birthday party. Just they're having a party and lying about what they're doing. And that's when things get out of control.
I would never allow that.
No.
Like, because then think about the damages. That's going to cost you a fortune.
Yeah, I wonder what your insurance does with that. So, well, we did fall back an hour this weekend. And according to a new survey, almost 3 out of 4 Americans hate it. They say we would just wish we'd stay on the same time all year. That's me. I'm team don't change the time.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I just think it's annoying and people forget.
I'm a little rested today, but what are you going to do in the spring when we go forward and we're all like, oh, I'm so tired.
Well, it's for the farmers, right? That's where it originated.
No. Well, yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Farmers, if you're listening, I know there are people listening in their combines or different things on the tractor or in the barn, milking their cows. We have a lot of people that listen to the show. 833-563-2539. Is there one farmer, anybody that works in agriculture, that says, yes, Joe and Mackenzie, I'm really thankful that we have daylight savings time.
You know how we learned, if you miss this, that farmers are the freakiest, like the occupation that likes to get down? So my friend just started dating a farmer, like after she made that discovery on our show.
Where'd she go? Farmers only? How'd she figure this one out?
I have no idea. I will keep you updated. But she's like, you know what? I'm going to go out with him. And she's like, it's true.
There you go. A California woman lost her mother's wedding ring while passing out Halloween candy last week. This is terrible.
No.
The woman passed out candy for about 5 hours. That's a long time. And believed that the cold weather caused her finger to shrink a little bit. Just enough that the ring fell off after putting her hand into a kid's candy bag. Like, here's the candy. Here you go. The woman has worn the ring every day since her mom passed away 20 years ago. The ring has not been returned. But hopefully the story going out there, we'll have people check, but it's like the kid's probably like, ring, I don't want this.
Oh, no, I would think the kid would be like, jackpot.
Oh, really? I guess it
Diamonds.
Depends. Oh, my goodness. Okay, and my last thing today for Joe's Need to Know News, the National Institute of Health is running a study that will pay people about $3,300 to get the flu on purpose. Do I have anybody in the room that's interested in making $3,300 cold, hard cash just to get the flu?
Oh, yeah.
You do it?
In a heartbeat. Are you kidding? $3,300 for the flu? I'll probably get the flu anyways, but to get paid to do it, dude, that is like literally my rent for like a lot of months. That's like my rent for, I think, 8 months or something.
What?
Yeah, my rent is hella cheap.
See, I don't think I'd do it because last year I got the flu and it sucked.
I would never do that.
I mean, but the flu's not great, but at the same time, $3,300.
You could die, though. You don't know what it is, the strain. I don't know. I mean, it's a gamble. I just am always like, your health is your greatest wealth. Because if you're sick, what can you do with that money? You feel like crap.
Lives like I could watch Netflix.
Bro,
I could watch Hulu.
I could literally, that would be amazing. $3,300 just would solve a lot of problems.
Yeah, they want to monitor the flu-like symptoms so they can give, they're going to give you a nasal spray to infect you, and then they want to see what happens. They're going to have 80 volunteers. You got to be able to go in person, though. They have 4 locations.
That is so sad.
Baltimore, St. Louis, Cincinnati, and Durham, North Carolina.
My family's from Cincinnati. I could even have my mom there to take care of me.
I don't know if that's part of the procedure, but I can check for you.
That is just sad to me. That disturbs me.
But no,
that people
will
do anything like that for money.
But it's also
like inject me and make my body physically ill so I can have money.
Look at it from a scientific perspective. Liv is trying to pioneer the flu and make it so we eradicate it.
Exactly.
She's a hero, Mackenzie.
Exactly. And I'm not. I will say I do get the flu every single year. So I feel
she's like just pay me because I know it's going to happen.
Yeah, I know it's going to happen, and like I always survive it. Like it's not like it stings. But at the
same
time,
what if you
like,
didn't? And it would be a measly $3,300. Bucks for your life.
That might cover your funeral.
I have life insurance.
Oh, well, in that case, send her. All right. And finally, Steelers beat the Colts 26-24. Laces out. Oh, that was a bummer game. The Texans beat the Jaguars, though. They were in London 26-3. That was cool. Pacers beat the Bulls NBA action 108-95. And the Rockets lost to the Heat 129-100. They take on the Memphis Grizzlies tonight. That's Joe's Need to Know News. Coming up next, we got Song of the Day. And speaking of time change, how we fell back. All of our songs, somehow, some way, whether it's the lyrics or the title, they have some reference to time.
We're so topical.
We are. Look at us. Is our boss listening to this? I hope so.